Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for SearchStorageChannel.com. I'm here today with Bob Laliberte, Senior Analyst at ESG, to talk about the market penetration of FCOE. Hi, Bob, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Fran. Thanks. Great to be here.
All right, let's jump right into it. What is FCOE, and why would an organization want to use it?
Well, great question. I mean, basically, FCOE is Fiber Channel over Ethernet. And it's really the ability to consolidate storage traffic, fiber channel that is, over the Ethernet transport. But it's not just any Ethernet. It started out as data center Ethernet or converged enhanced Ethernet. And due to some naming problems, it's now known as data center bridging. And basically what that Ethernet is, it's a little bit different than the normal Ethernet because it enables organizations to have no dropped packets and really kind of that lossless Ethernet for the data center. And the main reason why organizations are looking to leverage the fiber channel over Ethernet is that it really helps them to reduce the number of switches, cards, and cables that they're putting into the racks. So previously you would have fiber channel cards, fiber channel cables going up to fiber channel switches, and then another set for all the Ethernet traffic. What this really does is enables you to converge all that, consolidate it all down onto a single set of cards, cables, and network switches at the top of the rack. And another benefit of going to fiber channel over Ethernet as well is that it puts fiber channel on the Ethernet roadmap. So instead of going from 4 to 8, 16 gig, and eventually 32 gig fiber channel can now run on the Ethernet roadmap, which is 10, 40, and 100.
Great. So how quickly is the adoption and deployment of FCOE catching on in the industry? And is that number lower than you'd expect, on par with your expectations, or ahead of them?
Yeah, so that's really the big question, isn't it, whether or not it's being rapidly adopted. And so far, we've seen it be adopted, but perhaps at a slower pace than was anticipated. There was a lot of market hype around this, a lot of, fiber channel is dead. And we've seen this before in the industry, right? The mainframe was dead, tape is going to be dead, et cetera, et cetera. And those technologies have obviously continued on. So I think what we've seen, it's being adopted. It's a little bit slower. But what we've seen is steady growth, meaning that the technology's come out, it's been certified through various technology associations and industry associations, and more importantly, it's been certified by the industry vendors. So you've seen a lot of that over the last couple of years where they've come out with their fiber channel over Ethernet cards, and the switch vendors have adopted those cards, and even the storage array vendors themselves have started coming out. NetApp, I think, was the first. And EMC as well. So we are starting to see adoption, and where we're really starting to see it as well is in kind of the converged infrastructure products, if you will. So the VCE V blocks, some of the NetApp FlexPod architectures, things like that are leveraging the Cisco UCF. So we are starting to see it there. And the other area we're seeing it at is in those top of rack installations, as I mentioned earlier, where they're able to consolidate to the top of rack and then split off the traffic. And part of that's also due to some of the technology limitations of FCOE, and that it was really only a kind of a single hop technology. That's starting to change. Multi-hop FCOE is coming out that will enable more than one hop from the server down to the storage array. And so that's also going to enable it to start expanding more and grow more.
Okay. For storage VARs and integrators, what kind of opportunity does FCOE represent?
Right. So for all the storage VARs and the integrators out there, probably right now the biggest opportunity for them is to take part of that converged infrastructure play. So any of those vendors who are putting together products based on the UCS, et cetera, obviously will recognize a great play for FCOE. The other thing for these organizations to realize is that FCOE typically isn't an initiative into itself. So by that means, no one's going to go out and say, oh, we need to deploy FCOE and we'll start pulling cards. So it's usually part of a larger initiative, typically server virtualization, for instance. So it shouldn't be that hard to find an organization that's increasing their use of server virtualization, bringing in new technology. And so what we anticipate is that FCOE will be deployed alongside a new implementation of a highly virtualized infrastructure, of which right now, as we said earlier, those converged infrastructures are really making up the bulk of that.
There are critics that suggest that FCOE is a passing fad. Is FCOE a temporal technology, or is it here to stay? And what does this mean for the market?
Right. So that's another good question. And I think a lot of the, you know, the naysayers out there will say it's a passing fad. Others have said everything else, you know, fiber channel is dead. I think the reality is somewhere in between that, in that, you know, things take time to develop. iSCSI took a little while to develop, right, but it's still clearly around. Mainframes are still around. But, you know, clearly it's not going to replace fiber channel. Fiber channel is still going to be around, and a lot of companies are still making significant investments in fiber channel. However, when you look at the overall market and you see what a lot of the technology vendors are doing, many of them are making significant investments in this convergence over Ethernet and fiber channel over Ethernet. But I think what we're going to see is that it's going to be, this convergence story is probably going to be bigger than just fiber channel over Ethernet. What we're starting to see is organizations, and you see the MULXs and Qs, Broadcoms, Intels, et cetera, trying to drive every technology over Ethernet. And so you're starting to see, you know, the fiber channel over Ethernet. You're seeing iSCSI, regular Ethernet, even, you know, anticipating RDMA as well for that server-to-server connectivity all over Ethernet. So I think that, you know, what people need to realize is that the change is going to be slow, but it is happening, and that all these other technologies are going to exist alongside of it for quite some time to come.
All right. Finally, are IT organizations ready to adopt FCOE?
So I think, you know, they certainly are in those converged solutions. And in that case, it's something that they're just getting as part of the package, and they may or may not even be aware that they're getting the fiber channel over Ethernet. Certainly, other organizations I've talked to are ready to do it at the top of rack, but they're really waiting. Haven't seen a lot of them that are doing end-to-end FCOE yet. And I think in order for that to happen, we're going to need to see a lot of different proof points, you know, really from other companies that are in this space are doing it, documenting and validating what the benefits are of it. And I think it's also going to be in part by how much those technology vendors who have already supported and validated actually are pushing it out to the market. And in big part, I think it's going to be, you know, a larger part of a larger initiative. So as organizations are, you know, completing that, you know, that journey to the private cloud, highly virtualizing and maturing those virtual environments, those vendors really need to lay out the benefits of how this convergence will help them and benefit them along that path.
Great. Thanks for all those answers, Bob.
You're very welcome.
And for more information on the market penetration of FCOE, you can visit searchstoragechannel.com.